Biggest dick. Can't you know about watch out.
Oh, jeez.
Hey.
Jesus.
Okay, Chuck.
Hey. This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Chuck E. Cheese. I remember when Dad did this. Not, I remember when Dad rolled up a $5 bill and sniffed some pill, crushed up pill or whatever the fuck it was. You know what I mean?
I do. I only have like one other memory of him, and that's when I was laying on his chest and I could hear his heartbeat.
Cindy and Mackenzie. You never laid on my chest, little bitch.
I was little.
I know he says you're five.
I was like three.
I remember when he lied to me in Camden that he was going to bring a monster truck to this
the house. Yellow house, the one on.
I don't know how you can remember that shit because you were really little.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah. So, and then he told us that he was going to bring a motorcycle.
You were only like three or four. You were like four.
You remember when we climbed up on that Kia? You remember when we climbed up on that little roof behind the house and it was like all soft in the...
Yeah, we climbed up on the top of the roof.
Yeah, you could go through it.
Mm. Yeah, and we climbed up
there.
And you guys
were what, 3 years old?
Yeah. Grandma used to let us go out and do whatever we wanted.
Well, there was a time I knew how I was 3 years old. At 3 years old, because we saw my sister go to get on the school bus, but... My other sister, Rachel, and I, who are practically the same age, climbing into the hay mound in the barn, climbed out the hay door there, and then climbed up all the way to the top of the roof at 3 years old.
Oh, that brings me to...
See, I don't remember, like, shit from when I was three. The longest memory I think I can remember is when I was in kindergarten. And the only thing I remember about that... I remember one time... For some reason, I remember being in a classroom and getting ready to lay down with the rest of the kids to take a nap. That was a long time ago. It was like in kindergarten. It sounds like the dog's upstairs.
He's right here. I'm petting him.
Then who's
I
that?
Remember when...
And then I remember when I was in kindergarten, I got yelled at and got in trouble because there was this... One of the windows was open. You know, I don't know if that's where the bike racks are even at anymore. But... You know when you come in the Purcell parking lot, but if you come from the wrong way in, from Baker?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
As soon as you come in, right to your right, where the school is, right on the side, that used to be a little playground. And then they used to have the bike rack. Well, I stuck my head in one of the windows and I was looking in. And then they yelled at me, said I was trying to break in.
I want the shirt.
I don't even know what break in means. I'm fucking 5 years old. I stuck my head in the window and looked around.
Yeah.
They moved the bike rack. It's over by the
garden.
I want one made that says, Trump never fondled me, but Biden fucked me.
That's a good one. I can go get us t-shirts.
I remember this
can
one
Can you make
time.
Me a Lil Wayne one?
I remember one time in band camp.
She'll eat him sometime.
Shut up, Dad.
You ever see that movie? American Pie?
Yeah.
The first ones in movies.
It's always the best, absolutely.
Because, I mean, I think, if I remember correctly, that made me spit out whatever I was drinking. That part, when she said that. Because I did not expect it. That's something you, one time in band camp, I took my flute and put it in my pussy. Like,
there is one exception to that rule, though, about the movies.
What?
Back to the Future. The last one sucked. But the first three were pretty damn good.
The first one's the best, though, still, I think. The original.
I remember this one time.
And okay, okay,
got,
okay
what
yeah,
is
I
it,
can
is
get
it the
that.
Second one or the third one? Where's the second? I think, is it the second or third one where, for the first time ever, it was so weird because nowadays we could do it, but you used to be able to look at each other on the phone.
I think remember? That was number two.
And then they took the Pizza Hut pizza, like this big, and stuck it in and it was like a big one. I'm like, hell yeah, I hope it's like that in real life. The only thing that, thing they accomplished was the motherfucking phone. They didn't get the small pizza turned into
or the hoverboards. They pretend with the hoverboards. But they're not real hoverboards.
Yeah, they got wheels. They should call them hoverboard. Yo, you think we could sue?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe. Why?
Sue whom for what?
It's not a hoverboard. It don't
hover. It's... That's the name brand. So, no. No.
This shouldn't be called a hoverboard, though.
I still have a hoverboard. Could you sue Red Bull?
It's not a hoverboard,
Could
though.
You sue Red
it's
Bull?
It's a wheel board.
Could you sue Red Bull because Red Bull doesn't give you wings?
But you gotta talk to everyone that's ever drank it and see if they have wings or not.
I don't. I guess I gotta talk to Dennis.
Well, Dennis would... if anybody had wings, it would be Dennis. That's for damn sure.
Where is it?
Ew, why do you smile?
I'm walking into this weed store. I want to see their weed and their prices. Not the low end. I want to focus on some type of shit I got. And
which one did you go to?
I went into two of them.
Okay.
We went to the Chronic Link, their first one. Well, Dennis had to get some... Don't turn that because the volume's down.
Yeah, I know. It has subtitles
no,
on Netflix.
No. I'm watching SpongeBob. He needed to get gummies for mm-hmm. someone. So we went to two different ones. But we went, actually, two or three? Three, because we went to my sister's too. But we went to the Chronic Link, and I was looking at the bud. They want $45.08 for their top shelf. I went to that, or was it 35? It was 45. And then I went to that Goodies. They got a new building. I went to the Goodies when it was just a shed, but now mm-hmm. they have a whole building.
Okay. In the same spot?
It's right next to the shed.
Okay.
Here's the shed, and it's like right
on the other side of the driveway, or?
Yeah, the driveway's here, the shed's here,
okay.
and the building's
gotcha.
Over here.
Gotcha,
yeah. They built the new driveway and everything. It's a nice place. Expensive. Their top shelf, they want $250 an ounce for it. And they want 45 and 8. And they have the same exact carts as I do, the glow ones.
Mm-hmm.
They want 35 a cart.
And you're only charging, what, 20?
25.
25? Well, you want to make 10 bucks.
It makes me feel good. I, a part of me wants to stand outside these stores and say, listen, if you're looking for glow carts or top shelf, I can beat all the prices. Or exotics. They don't call it the top shelf. They call it exotic. But I was surprised because Chronic Link wanted $200 an ounce. Goodies wanted $250 an ounce.
You should have checked out Bunker 420 and see what they had.
Well, dude, there's more places too. We drove around the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been out there, there's like 3, 4, 5 new fucking places.
Come here.
If you want to start, you got to start out past my sister's.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one way out
there. Way out there, yeah.
That's up on that little mm-hmm. hill. So there's one there. And then I haven't even been out that way. There might be another one, too. But then you got my sister's. Then you got the place across from my sister's. Then you got the
Turtle
place identical.
Does Turtle Pit sell weed?
No, they don't sell weed.
Gotcha.
And then a diagonal for my sister's. And there used to be another one diagonal this way.
Isn't there one right across from your sister's?
Yeah, I counted that one. There used to be another one, but the... It was my friend that opened it up. But you have to have someone from the res to be your partner.
Yeah, native, yeah.
Well, once they went into business, he had a heart attack and died. Mm. So he lost everything. The store, everything.
Oh, that would suck.
Well, but when you go, if you're standing at my sister's and you're looking at the road.
Mm-hmm. On the left-hand side.
You got a diagonal. There's another road that scoots down that
mm-hmm.
way. If you go down there and take a quick left, you got another one right there. Then you go down further. Go past the first road, then you turn on the second road, then you go around the big loop. It's going to bring you around Goodies. There's 1, 2, 3, and counting Goodies, there's 4 more just on that loop. That's 9. And then you come out of Goodies, you got Chronic Link, 10. You got the one right next to Chronic Link behind the fence, that's 11. Then on your left-hand side, you got another Chronic Link, that's 12. Then you got your boy, 13. And then... And then I think there's one more somewhere in there. But you got 13, 14 fucking dispensaries in a 2 mile?
That town can't support that many.
2 mile radius?
Yeah. That's not gonna last long.
But I'll tell you what, that Chronic Link, that first one, mm-hmm. that's where we go to get our cigarettes because the store behind the dispensary is the gas station uh-huh. for cigarettes. Okay. So and they're only $25 a carton there. Everywhere else wants like $28 or $29. So we go there. Well, so once in a while, I'll just hop in the weed store and check to just see what all they got and stuff like that. But while we're sitting there, you wouldn't believe how many fucking people, dude.
Please, not you.
Are actually going in and out of it. I mean, I'm like this when I'm sitting waiting for Dennis, because Dennis is usually the last one out the cigarette mm-hmm. store. And I'll be sitting on the car with Uncle waiting. And it's just like, vroom, 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 vroom. And I mean, the whole parking lot's fucking full of people.
It's like they're selling weed there
and
or something.
Non-fucking-stop, dude. Over and over and over. And I'm jealous as a motherfucker.
That's money.
I want to stand outside with business cards and not take no business from them. Say, after hour weed. After hour weed. They close at 8. You can stay right in Jamestown. If you don't live in Jamestown, I'll meet you if you're getting an ounce or more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking business from them. I'm just getting the
business
when they're closed.
Oh, there you go.
After hours. Yeah, there you go. Close at 7 on this day or 8 on this day, well, you come to me if they're closed.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll beat their fucking prices.
Why not? Do that. I would recommend that 100%. Business cards aren't expensive. But no, because I certified for my unemployment, I'm just going to sit back and wait for a job I want to do. I want to get back into sales. I'm done with manual labor. I want to sell something that's good, needed, and I'll be able to make money on.
Crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine works.
Why don't you just like put some baking soda
Shut up, Keanu.
Together and just sell it and say it's crack, and when they do it, they won't realize.
You don't even have to do that.
You get stabbed and shot up.
Yeah.
And robbed.
And just move states.
Yeah, because it's so simple.
We gotta right, keep robbing people left and right to keep living and moving.
Is my deodorant in the store?
Bottom of your mom's foot.
Yeah. Okay.
I came out of her vagina too, and that's still nasty.
What does that have to do with
looking at you? I came out of you. That's even more gross than me licking your toe.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
Not really at all.
Thank God I was clean.
Yeah, but you just walked.
You could be getting hepatitis B or hepatitis C or something.
Mom has AIDS on her foot.
You get a fucking wart on your tongue.
Why do you want me to pet one. You?
See that that voice. Main channel where Erie News in Buffalo? All right. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That All thing right. about Love Jamestown? Made Buffalo News?
Not that I can think of. What thing about Jamestown?
Kids. It's on the Erie
News. All the stabbing?
Kids.
Say that we got a bunch of...
Alrighty.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Love you. Menace kids and stuff.
We do, but so does everywhere else because parents, their parents
well,
are fucking.
I have a question for you. Is there a website or an email? Not a website, but like an email where you can send videos and stuff to WNY News Now.
You can still hear them
silly. I jumble.
Because I got some videos of my sons getting jumped and bullied and shit like that, and they're been writing about. Teenage kids and all this shit and stuff like that.
I do. Send,
Les, I'm gonna send you the videos and you send
Nope, I'm gonna send you, I'm gonna tell you exactly who to send it to. Right now. Mr. Lee Kane. He is the CEO of Channel 716. So let me give you his number.
Right here.
Erie News, Baba Miners out of control of Jamestown, New York. And there's a video. But look at all these that they got in the video. Dude, those don't look like fucking thug kids.
They aren't thug kids. They're just all little kids. That are...
Like our crew would have destroyed them.
It's on YouTube.
James Town's Finest.
Do you know the video I had that showed from a distance? The other one's closer. Like it shows.
It shows the stabbing?
By himself.
It shows the kid go after the one kid and kept throwing stuff at him.
Afro going on.
And the dad who got stabbed, it shows him getting loaded in the ambulance. He don't look dead at all. He looks alive and talking and everything.
The dad got stabbed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it shows where the dad went to go grab the kid, then all the kids rushed the dad. The dad actually grabbed his own kid because his kid was throwing rocks and shit at the people.
Right.
And he grabbed his kid and then they just all rushed him.
Fucking kids, man. Jesus Christ.
Telling you what, they better hope. They better pray. Anything like that happen to me and I get stabbed, you say you better grab that fucking gun and put it in my motherfucking hand because I'm showing every kid what time it is.
Signs and...
Bong, 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 bong. I'm letting loose on every motherfucker that's there. You put a knife in me, I don't give a fuck. I got my wound. I'm bleeding out right now. There is my scared of losing my life. I took my gun and started shooting every last one of them motherfuckers. Put me in jail. I don't give a fuck. I ain't dead.
That's just, it's fucking sad, man.
That's what I keep hearing about. Two of them were reported. Two stabbings.
I know who did the stabbing from the kid with the high school. His name's Coolio. He got some girl pregnant that's friends with Hunter.
Did what?
Coolio or Julio?
I think his name is Coolio.
Like a rapper?
Yeah, I think so.
23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Can't believe Bart Bartlett. That dude's a fucking retard.
Names.
He's in jail.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna be there for a while. He just destroyed the phone up in Mayville.
Camden! No, yeah, what's he in jail? Why is he still in jail?
When he got pulled over, I think they just said he's a nuisance. He can get arrested so many times, the judge can take so much into his own hands, I guess, on his discretion. The dude was arrested 2-3 times.
Did everyone get the same amount and everything?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's with...
How many did I...
That's with
I get...
Yeah. Go.
Oh, I had to ask.
Trump.
Such a well-behaved dog. You're such a well-behaved dog.
Down. Your turn. Bang. No, you gotta do it. Bang. Bang.
Just. Oh, I'm sorry.
She'll go bang and whack down.
We're watching Trump. I don't have nothing for you, bud.
You know, I heard you say it.
I don't have nothing.
You should have seen him yesterday. What were they doing on the TV? And he was like, oh, the fly. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, zzz, he hurt.
Looking at the TV
like, what the fuck is that noise? I could not sit there and eat and have that dog stare at me like that.
Me either.
Because you're both cold-hearted females. I understand. I'm joking. That was a joke.
What do you mean? I give him food.
No, I couldn't sit there and eat and have him just staring at
me.
I couldn't do that. I always tell him, get the fuck away from me. I'm trying to eat.
Because
I don't
begging,
like anyone staring at me when I'm eating. And he'll sit right there and do it. And then
put your penis
closer
away.
Closer and closer and closer. Oh, he's getting a boner over it?
Yeah.
Fucking pervert.
I can't. Same thing.
Kids boners on cat
Anybody?
Over food?
No, crawl up there when you're eating.
Fuck that. Especially when I'm eating, when the cat, I'm at my mom's and the cat fucking jumps up.
Away.
Like, get the fuck out of here. I'll throw you across the motherfucking
room.
These
weren't even cooked long enough.
See, I learned it from my best.
I weren't?
What do you mean they weren't?
Is that the kid who did the stab? Who is, what is that?
Did they get the kid that did the stabbing?
How do you have it on your
head? Right there.
I was
not out of them two. That's a grown man right there.
Oh, I know. I think that's the one who got stabbed.
Yeah, with the muck boots on.
But isn't that a cop holding the kids?
No.
The cops are already there?
That's not no cop.
No?
No.
Why is he holding him a bag?
That looks like a suit. A business suit type.
No, that looks like a t-shirt.
No, not the dude holding the
cat.
It don't look like a cop to me. I don't think. But I can see...
Not this one, but
the one holding him. Yeah, they don't look. Where's his tag? Where's his tags, his nameplates on his chest, any of that shit? You know what I'm saying? Where's his belt with his gun, his yellow, bright yellow taser? I don't see none of that stuff. They say that WNY News got right on scene, and they recorded all of it where the police took it.
Remember the one at the Whites?
Yeah.
The one at the Whites, the girl. She's the one who did it, though?
No, there's more than one person in the white.
But in the, oh, is there?
Yeah, there's more than one person in the white. The fat girl stands down there most of the time. There's one kid, you could tell, he's skinny. It was a skinny kid that took off running.
Yeah, fat girl. That big girl ain't running that.
But they need to find the kid in the white because you could clearly see him doing this, and then he turns around and bolts. Why you run like that? I mean, you ran because you just did something other than punch someone. And then he's going to think he's, like, really gangster because he stabbed someone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It don't make you a real gangster. It just makes you a real fucking retard. Not when you're in a fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Pussy. That needs a weapon against when you already got 15 fucking people. That makes you extra pussy. Not only do you have a knife, you have 15 fucking people.
They all got their hands in their pockets, every single one of them.
Yeah, no, they all look like they shit themselves, too. Look at their pants. Tight as fuck, but hanging down like they got a big load down there.
I mean, just in this picture alone, they can identify fucking five of them. All they gotta do is photo.
Yeah, wait until they get to the end, WNY News camera. There ain't no iPhone, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's a good camera. They can get a lot better quality.
Especially if they were up that close right there in the car. Mm-hmm. Watch it all go down.
Well, if you read on the one thing that is said where WNY News had the footage but had to turn it over to the police department. And then I'm like, fuck, we ain't gonna be able to see it. And then some kid started posting that video he had.
Yeah, if that didn't get out, I don't think anybody else even come to this. Swept under a rug. The school system, because the school's supposed to be involved.
The school has no right to be involved.
Well, I mean,
she was just told on the motherfucking phone. Chuck, here, take care of this before the dogs cross it over or something. We were just told on the phone, if it does not happen on school property, they can't do nothing about it.
Yep.
But yet, they punished motherfucking
Trey
or some other dude that happened in front of my sister's house. That's not school property.
No.
They pick and choose what they want to do. Yep. Man, I don't give a fuck what they say. But if you have a parent that stands up and
starts?
Says...
It starts right as soon as you walk out the fucking door. That's school property.
What, a fist fight?
Well, the bullshit.
No, it doesn't. It's...
The harassment and all that.
Well, yeah, but just
not
because...
Not the assault, but the harassment does.
But they can't do nothing about harassments, apparently.
Hey, Mom.
People can talk shit to you. You're allowed to say what you want, apparently.
So I can stand in front of that school and over the science of the school.
Mom,
I'm
trying to
lay here
with you. I
don't see why you
come. I love you. I want to be squished. I want
to
see
I think you have your right to sit there and peacefully protest something like that.
Oh, yeah. You do. As long as it's peaceful.
Stay off the property, stay on the sidewalk. I don't think you want this one or no. I don't think there's anything they could do about it. Because you're not hurting anyone, you're not causing violence, you're not doing anything like that. You're standing there holding a sign.
It's public property.
What do you do? I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm sorry.
Purcell School supporting bullying.
Yeah, right. This school can't do anything.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
What? I don't know. I'm asking you. Did you hear what I said? Then why'd you say, yeah, right?
I don't know. The school can't do anything if you're getting bullied, basically. I can only punish them by giving them a detention.
That's doing something.
Yeah, punishment is doing something.
But here's the thing.
What do you want them to do, beat the kids up?
No. Tell them, like, you cannot, unless they don't touch them, they can't really do anything. They can't, because...
Two guys.
If there's something like you keep on getting in a fight with the same kid after school, the school won't do anything because it's not on school property. I don't care if you're a little inch off of it. They don't care. It's not on school property. They won't do anything.
It starts at the school is what I'm saying, though.
You're still
on school property in the hurt.
Yeah, but
this may not be assault because they're not beating you up, but they're...
There's nothing to do with that, though. Really. I don't know. There might be. The magnetic poles are migrating, are moving, changing places, and that's causing shit to happen, man. And that's why we're not seeing the snow like we used to. Because of climate change. But it's not human caused climate change. It's just naturally occurring climate change. It's just happening.
Yeah, just a natural.
It goes in a cycle. 100%.
And there ain't nothing you can do.
Not a goddamn thing. Just buckle up and, now I forgot, I lost my, where I was going with that.
Hey, Mom.
There's not anything we can do to change what's coming.
It's electric cars, it's going to make a big difference.
Absolutely. Actually, it might make a difference, but in the fact of separating the people more, but that's the only difference it's going to make. Just another divisive issue. If I could certify for my unemployment today, does that mean that they're not fighting my unemployment?
Well, it depends. Did you collect any before?
a year ago. Well, no, more than that. Right? You know, back when I was in the pandemic, I was collecting.
Well, then what have you worked for since then?
Walmart.
That's all you're going to get.
For a year,
they won't go back and do your old because you already collected on it.
That's fine. I don't care. As long as I can collect, that's all I care.
Usually they take 5 quarters and they take the 4 best. And if you want to, it's up to you. You can go up in there and be like, I want to use these 4 quarters. But you usually save 1 quarter and you want to save your biggest quarter, which means you get less. But in the long run, if you ever collect unemployment again, you have 1 quarter showing that you worked.
Well, I don't want to play.
That's how they do it.
I don't want to play like
that.
And
it's a 2-year cycle, I believe. Every 2 years. You can only collect once every 2 years. Or 1 year, something like that. I forgot how the quarters work.
Please stop listening, sir.
You'd have to look into that.
But I don't want to go into it thinking that. See, I'm looking for a good job that I'm going to enjoy.
Right.
That's why, you know, Becca said, you know, go down and apply to Big Lots or something like that. I'm like, I could, but number one, I don't want to fuck up my back. You know, I want to be away from manual labor.
So I collected unemployment 6 months from Container. Then I went to Cummings for 8 months. I got unemployment again only because I kept the big quarter. But I got a lot of money, and I collected for 2 years because that's when we had the Obama fallout.
The Obama fallout?
Like COVID, they kept getting extended. emergency thing. The Dow dropped when Obama was in office. You don't remember that?
What's that have to do with COVID?
The things were the same way.
As of
COVID, they just didn't give you money.
Actually, I think I remember that. Yeah.
Everybody got laid off. Jobs are closing. Going overseas.
I don't think I was in the workforce when that happened.
It was a global collapse.
Or if I was, I was in sales, so it didn't matter.
It was in July of 08. I remember.
08. Yeah, I was I was knocking doors in 08. I was making fucking banging money then.
I was just about to get hired from Cubbies. Everything was booming. And then, boom. They did all these interviews, hired all these people, and had to lay them all off.
I was somewhere in New Jersey or Connecticut or Maryland, knocking on doors. Hi, I'm Jesse with Direct Energy. Just going on the neighborhood, making sure everyone receives the wholesale price they're allowed to have on their gas and electric.
Oh, don't worry, I won't scam you.
Because what's happened is the state of New York, they've changed the laws now, so everyone's allowed to receive this wholesale price. The only thing you need to see, just like I saw from Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, over there, send a copy of your National Grid and National Fuel bill. If you want to go ahead and grab those for me, I'll wait right here. And boom. 20 minutes later, I was 70 bucks richer.
What if they didn't sign up?
On to the next.
Did you still get money?
No. It was strictly commission. But it was $70 for every signature. That's why it was so... And they taught you how to do it. Because I was... When I first started...
No, I'm a cut tray.
When I first started, I was a Scientologist. I was a card-carrying Scientologist. And they taught you ways to act, you know, to control people, you know, to receive the outcome you want. To close people, if you will. And forever I've been told that if you're not closed, you're being closed. So, you know, they teach you just to always be closing, ABC, always be closing. And that's the way you can do it. By not asking people to get their bill, telling them to get their bill. Not in a mean way, not in an abrupt way, just don't ask, just tell them.
How many people to tell you get the fuck out of here?
When you do it right, there's very few. Because if you look busy, if you act the part, you look busy, act like you're doing something. You know what I was writing in my binder the entire time? Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. I'd write that over and over again, that whole thing. Right, just so I'd look busy. Exactly. Just always look busy. Look like you're writing. And it's just, it worked. You just, you know, because you learn how to control people to get them to do what you want them to do. And the best fucking part when you're doing that is when they bring their bill back to you and say, now, what did I get this for? Not a problem. Grab it. Let me explain. See, most people don't know, but there's two separate parts to your bill. And you just keep on going on and on, and just, you make so much money just fucking people over. And I didn't realize those fucking people over until after. I should have been more intelligent and paid attention, but I was blinded by the money.
I know you scammed me.
I did. I probably did. No, it wasn't me, because you got on with Just Energy. Those were the fuckers who scammed you.
You wanted to sign me up.
Not with Just Energy. Absolutely not. Yeah, I did not. Did. I promise you, I didn't. I never worked for Just Energy. Those fuckers are crooks, for real. If I signed you up, it was to get you off of them.
Sir Energy.
What's that?
It was Sir Energy.
That wasn't me either. I've never worked for them either, sir.
It was something you signed me up for.
I signed you up for Direct Energy to get you off of Just Energy.
That's what it was. I had to pay $30 extra a month. And then if I wanted to be on a payment plan, I couldn't because I was through them.
I understand.
Not and National Phil no more.
I fucked up. That's why I no longer do it anymore. Because it was...
In the beginning, I saved money, and then all of a sudden, I just did a 180. But
that's what they do.
Everything does that. Cable bill does that. Cable bill will get you up to $200-$300 if you don't go in there and say, hey, man, demand a change. And they'll be like, well, what are you going to do? And if there's two of you living in a residence, be like, if your cable bill's caught up, be like, I want to change the bill from my name to their name. And they'll be like, well, we're going to charge you $50 for a connection fee. Be like, all right, I'm paying $70 more a month right now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Than you would if you were to just switch
Yo,
names.
You got Tide Water cable?
Yeah, that's what you do. That's what I do.
How much do you pay?
It gets up to $200 right now. It's $200.
That's fucking.
I'm about to take everything back.
How much do you guys pay?
Yeah, no.
I have all three though.
Our TV and our phone is for the cable.
40s.
Together.
Right.
And 40 something for a cell phone, bro. 50 something.
Maybe. Jumper jumps.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Mom, can I go?
It wasn't even.
No.
We had that
going to
the thing is, they always give it a new customer the deal.
Only me and Mom.
So that's why you gotta make it a new customer. Like, whoever's name it is with YouTube, threaten to put it in her name or threaten to put it in your name.
Mom,
you're a new customer. No threaten you with that. Oh, you got to pay a $50 reconnection fee and be like, well, it's going to be cheaper than that a month. Duh. Let's do this. And they'll be, oh, you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that.
Okay.
They've done this with me three times and they just
so
give me the low rate.
Dennis gets his house phone, cable, internet, and his cell phone.
Yeah, no, we only have cable and
internet. It shouldn't be the same price as he's paying.
I can tell you right now, plus I got all these extra channels that you don't have.
Yeah. You hear him?
Yeah.
You're paying
no, for real.
More?
I'm listening. I was pulling up our bill.
We're paying the same amount as this motherfucker over here, and he got a house phone. We got a house phone. He got a cell phone on the bill, too. We don't have our cell phone's a different company. Well,
no, cell phone's different than, it's a different bill than that. But they make
you just said that you got your cell phone too.
Well, through them, but it's a different bill. It's weird.
We pay $84.99 for the TV.
What do we pay for all three?
And we got
we don't
expanded basic
cable, phone, and electric.
And internet.
Internet.
And our internet is
$84.99. Well, what's the total? Huh?
Our internet is
$84. Yeah, total, just for
why
this
is thing. Internet alone $85 fucking dollars?
And how much do you pay
and
for
it's slower than a motherfucker, and we even got bad phone? Fucking, whatchamacallit? I'd call them.
I did.
And what'd they say?
That we have those small right. package.
That's all I need to know.
The smallest package at $85 for right. internet?
Oh,
we're just comparing bills, so
I
was just.
I called them when I was.
Oh, yeah. It makes no sense.
Have you seen our past bills and sent you our
225.53.
I didn't look at none of that shit.
225.
I'm paying 225
bills with money in. I wasn't for what?
Plus 40 for the cell phone.
Because I was showing you the difference.
I understand that, but it's still bullshit, though.
Yeah. Well,
the cell phone comes directly out of your account. That's the only way they do their.
How would you pay for internet?
I don't know.
She just said we pay $85 fucking dollars for internet.
$225 for all three.
That's it. That's insane.
You know what I pay?
And he's got extra channels and shit.
But what
we
I'll
do,
get,
we, or does that doesn't even go on our bill, does it?
What?
The ESPN Plus.
No, I pay for that separate.
And
I'm telling you to do that.
Yeah, I pay that separate.
You get
those
the
are the only two
club.
Extra things we have, right?
Yeah.
And that's only $10, right?
You could do it with you and your mom. You know what I mean? Say, well, we're going to change the bill. As long as your bill's caught up, they have to do it.
Nah. I would think that much.
They're trying to say we have the smallest package available and it's still fucking...
Is your two-year plan up yet?
All we've got is...
No, I mean him, because he says...
I'm sure it is.
Because it will go like every
I'm
3-4 months, so I had like fucking $15, $20. Next thing you know, you're paying. Like, I started off at $135.
Oh, yeah, it's a basic cable.
Oh, boy, watch out.
Oh, jeez.
Hey.
Hey.
Jesus.
Hey.
Okay, Tom. Tom.
Hey.
Tom.
That's crazy. Hey, get in here! Shut the goddamn doors!
I'm gonna get out.
You might do it again.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna sit down.
Get in there! You psychopath!
He's crying.
Clear ya?
He did the first time, yeah.
He jumped from right there the first time.
Yeah.
Come on, bud.
Come on. How you act like that. You don't act like that when I leave. Of course, I don't know what he acts like. But he every time Sam leaves.
No.
Oh yeah.
Where did they go?
I've caught him before, but it was crap. Oh jeez. You calm down. Calm down. It's
Watch gonna the be
alright. It's gonna be alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's okay.
She'll be back.
It's okay.
She'll be back.
No, you can watch some things, I think, but I think a lot of times it will say, connect with your cable provider.
Yeah, okay.
That's the only reason why I had cable, to be honest with you, sports.
Well, but if you pay for the app.
See, now I like all them other shits, too, though. Like the whole Oak Island and Gold Rush. Fucking the little ancient alien fucking like things. I'm not a big crime mystery. I don't like watching police.
You need to get Discovery Plus. It has all that. And it's only one price. And it's, I think I pay $7 a month, no commercials.
Yeah, but I like Discovery and History.
I don't even know. That's on there.
And then
it's on there.
ESPN.
Oh, well, they have something different for that.
You know. I want Yes Network. That has to be a thing because I want to watch the Yankees play. And I have the app, but you got to connect to your TV provider with all of them.
Well, they don't have an option for a monthly subscription to the app?
Yeah, but it'd be like way more. If I did one for every one, $7 each.
Well, yeah.
So many different channels.
I know Hulu used to be $8 a month. But that's when Nat and Netflix were like the only two.
What are you talking about?
Before even Sling or any of that started coming out.
Okay.
Crackle was free. Yeah. There was a bunch of free ones.
Can I pull us off for a little bit?
You remember when Netflix was, Trump. Mind. Remember when Netflix was just a red box?
You said we remember Red Box?
When Red Box was, or when Netflix was just a red box?
I don't.
Wasn't that what Red Box was before it was Red Box?
I never really watched Netflix. The only time I do is when these guys got it on there.
Mm.
And then I just started watching
Breaking Bad,
but that's. I've already seen it. I'm just watching it again because it's a good show.
Well, there's a bunch of good shows that I've seen on Netflix.
Have you watched The Breaking Bad?
I have.
That's a good
couple times.
Yeah, I'm on my second time watching it.
Do you have dogs?
Yeah.
Water puppy?
I kind of do, but I don't.
Watch it. I woke up. There's three.
Yeah,
of them.
That's not a puppy, dude. That's a kitten. Those are kittens.
Yeah, they are small. That would be good. That would be perfect for my apartment.
Then get a cat.
I want a cat, but I want.
I don't believe in.
I take that one.
Animals like that.
They're only gonna get that big.
Yeah, they're not gonna be very big.
That's the mom.
That's why you should just got him a cat. That's not considered a dog in my eyes.
But
you gotta take it out.
Yeah, you gotta take it out.
In my eyes, little things like this is not a dog.
It's something I'll have to think about.
A dog to me has to intimidate me in some sort of way. Yeah, he's a big dog. He got some big. Like something. Them little things that run on Biggie, that's a cat. That's a big hairy cat to me. That's all I look at.
If somebody's willing to take them, I'll be willing to give them their first chance.
Come here. Take your heart off.
Really?
Dude, I told you what to do.
I just want to get rid of them and I don't want to see them go.
Bring them down to the SPCA and say, listen, I just found these guys watching.
There's lots of people you're going to doubt them out to. And they're not going to get them taken care of and then kind of like me and... You know,
No, I totally get it. You don't want to
take them puppies and just throwing them outside, kill. You know,
yeah, I don't know. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
You just cook them up, man. Eat them. I'm sure you had it, not knowing already.
I'm not Chinese.
You ain't got pigeons.
Do what? Eat a cat? Dog?
I'm sure. If you've eaten Chinese over 50 times in your life. There's been a piece of fucking cat or puppy in that motherfucker, dude. I'm sorry. I believe it. Especially when I was younger, I was probably Keanu's age. Right across the street from Miles Johns on 2nd Street, they got busted for having motherfucking cat and dog. They had dead cats and dogs in their dumpsters and got busted for it. Just the furs and the bones and shit like that.
Where was that?
Hong Kong Chinese, right across from motherfucking...
Hans John's on 2nd Street.
Now it's some dispensary here.
Yeah, I'm talking to the guy who owns that. I might be selling. I want to sell for him.
There's a lot of people. If you could get puppies and cats for free, and you cut that all up in the meat and mix it in with some chicken, you just made this expensive chicken, this much chicken, into this much chicken.
Nobody will ever
know. And you ain't gonna know.
Especially when you deep fry it.
Especially when you put all that soy sauce and all that shit they put on their chicken when they're cooking it and deep frying it and all that. It's a scary thing, but if a big majority of people are doing it, then it can't be fucking disgusting.
I'm sure, like New York City, you're eating rat and fucking.
Everyone has taste buds. Look at them Naked and Afraid people out there. The motherfucking kill a possum and cook it up and be like, this tastes so good. Alright. Like, the whole fucking way that it tastes good. You might be able to take a layer right off your arm, cook that bitch up, salt and pepper, some garlic on that motherfucker.
What
if human did taste good? Do
you don't want to eat it because then you'll get a disease.
Says who?
Alright, scientists. If you cook it.
Oh, fair enough. You know, it's a prion disease. That's where prions you can't cook out because it's
a lot of even eat it.
It is, but that's how mad cow disease was born because they'd feed cows cows.
What if it was the best steak and rib that you've ever had in your life?
I definitely do know, sir.
No, you don't. You know that someone told you that.
I know. I've read. Okay, fair enough. I know I've read, but.
I've read a lot of shit too. Like, man, really? And then found out it was all bullshit.
See, I love pork grinds. Who the fuck would have thought?
Look at all the people that believe in these masks during COVID and shit, or even in the vaccines. They're diehard believers. Yeah. And then you got the people that are totally bullshit. And you don't know unless you do your own homework.
Excuse me. 100%.
So let's eat someone and find out if we get sick.
No, okay. I don't.
Never mind then.
I don't think I want to do it.
Get some nice filet mignons.
But I appreciate the offer.
Eat the meat around the spine. Eat the meat around the spine. This backstrap.
You ever hear about that last meat crash? Nice and tender. Back in the day.
Oh yeah. It wasn't Alaskan. It was in the Alps. I saw the movie. They made a movie about it. It was a soccer team flying over the Alps, and they crashed in the Alps.
Wasn't it called the Alps or something?
A crash or something. I don't remember what it was called, but...
They had to eat each other?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on the Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
To stay alive. People would die, imagine when people weren't dying. And just murder them.
I'm guessing maybe you might be able to... Oh, you'd have to. You'd have to murder him.
Or get the fuck out of there and try
cannibalism.
To go. Try to go for your...
Eat somebody else.
Freedom, that's the only other way.
Cannibalism.
I just started, huh? They say that would be most painful death.
I would imagine. Because... You lack nutrients and you ache and that would suck.
No.
That would suck.
Get delusional.
You want this?
Weak, sick.
No.
I'm Gucci like a powder bag, sir. Did you just fart?
No.
I bet you did.
You think that Naked and Afraid is
right? Survivor? No, the ball didn't move, sir. He just tooted.
They got in trouble for that, didn't they? Or cost? Survivor.
What is wrong with her?
They were taking the people and the cameras were shut off to the hotel room.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard.
That's why it went off the air for a few years. There's controversy.
Controversy? What?
I guess one of the cast members blew him in.
Blew him in, do you mean like blew him and then...
Like these storage wars were fake.
And oh yeah, I heard storage wars were fake. That pissed me off too.
Everything fake.
You would think.
Like the survivor. They taking them to hotel rooms after the cameras and lights go off.
Yeah, because you only see what they want you to see. That's for sure.
I mean, they do lose a lot of weight, so it's hard to, you know.
Very true.
But then again, you get them a fitness.
Training. Fitness whole pizza in my mouth.
Purple.
That's right.
So Barney.
No, it's...
Every time I see this purple, the first thing that comes to my head is Barty. I don't know why.
Every time I see purple?
A great.
It denotes royalty. A fucking king, my friend.
That song, I heard it through the grapevine. They're dancing.
Not a grape, sir.
Raisins.
I'm a king. Remember that. But then I said, what about... breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, thanks. I already ate.
You would have no idea. What'd you say?
It's like a breakfast place?
At Tiffany's.
Ain't it a famous joint?
Actually, it's a movie.
Oh, I know. It's a song, too. Off that movie, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not off the movie.
It's on a soundtrack.
Is it? It might be on a soundtrack.
Like, Stand By Me was made way before the movie.
No, I think Breakfast at Tiffany's was written way after the song.
Is that truly?
Or right after the movie.
Truly.
Is that?
Truly somebody.
Truly scrumptious. No, I'm truly, truly scrumptious. Who's saying... Breakfast at Tiffany's. No. Oh, you can find out though right now. Who sang Breakfast at Tiffany's?
That's Deep Blue Something.
By American alternative band Deep Blue Something. Very true.
We looked this up before. Because when I had seen it, when we looked it up, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yes.
I've never heard of that fucking group ever in my life.
No, but you heard of their song.
They had to sing something else other than that.
We should ask Lugo.
You could ask Lugo.
Yeah, I got a
phone. You could ask Siri, too.
What all songs does Deep Blue Something sing?
I've never heard of that.
Breakfast at Tiffany's was number one. Song to Make Love To. A Water Prayer. Josie Wouldn't Change a Thing. I don't know if I've heard any of these.
I wouldn't change a thing, but that's Lifehouse too, though.
Maybe it's a cover, and you just didn't know it.
Natural Gum.
Now you're gonna make me go look it up.
Made in France.
This number two?
I'm just trying to see if I've ever heard this. Never. It's like something you'd see on a fucking Goonies or some shit. What one wouldn't change a thing? That's what you think you've heard before?
Yeah, by Lifehouse.
Let's find out. It might be something totally different.
I've never heard that song before.
I've heard that.
It's good, though. This is even better.
Oh, this is my... That's one of my favorites.
I just had Domino's. Never heard it.
It's different so far.
Never heard of it, ever.
That song's not bad, though. I don't mind that song. Stop. You're making
was noise. Was Deep Blue Something a one-hit wonder? Deep Blue Something gave us the classic one-hit wonder Breakfast at Tiffany's in 95. The song is the brand's only hit.
Boom.
Ultimately, it reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. So, yeah. Most likely, we didn't hear anything else they've ever sung. I didn't even hear of that fucking group. You just know the song. You know what I mean? A lot of people.
That's the one I wonder.
Wouldn't be able to tell you who the fuck sang it, but they could tell you word for word of the fucking song.
You know who sang
it? Yeah.
Or Jeopardy.
For $100, who sang?
That's at least a grand. It's a little hard. It's a stumper.
Who was Deep Blue Something?
Isn't it Deep Blue Something?
No, who is?
For a second.
Yeah, who is Deep Blue Something? Bing!
Correct.
Hey, did you hear about the dyslexic devil worshiper?
What?
Yeah, he sold his soul to Santa. That's funny. What do you call a fake noodle?
A fake noodle.
An imposter! What? What you looking at? I can't remember now.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. I need to go home and get something to eat. Not spaghetti. I don't have spaghetti.
Is that Obama?
But if you use a dark bag where you can't see, you panic and you rip it open so you can see. But if you use a clear bag, they don't always think about grabbing a bag and makes ripping
sense.
It open.
That makes sense.
I've heard that before.
Here, wants
to die. Yeah, well, she said that wasn't working, but that just made me think of it.
Almost died?
I almost died twice at the same place.
I almost died another time in Baltimore.
In Baltimore?
I almost got hit by a car.
I got shot 5 times.
That was crazy.
Oh, I almost
fuck.
Got hit by a car.
Wait,
too.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
were you protecting Tupac?
I'm not Tupac. Yo, bro, come on, man. You act like it's something new.
That was his reaction. Keanu.
You can have 4.
It's hard.
Can Jesse have one?
Yes, Jesse, you may have one. Here's a cookie.
Thank you.
Keanu, this was his reaction. He was crying. All of a sudden. Can I have a couple? 4 or 2?
Yeah. Wash your hands before you start digging in one. Yeah, that's why I fucking hate. That's why I bought the big pack this time. Because usually as soon as I open them, yeah, I can never have like 5 of them with my coffee and then 4 days later have 5 more. That will never fucking happen. I'll have to go get a new pack.
You know what? That's something I've noticed a lot lately. Have you? There's a lot of women. They just don't wear bras.
Good. They shouldn't. None of them. They should actually not wear shirts either. In New York State, it's completely
legal. But it is completely legal. It's called Free the Nipple.
They made that law when I was a kid. They changed that law when I was a kid.
Free the Nipple.
And I was like, yeah! that thinking I'm going to see tits, like, all the time.
You don't see tits.
And then motherfucking pussy still won't do it. Like, what the fuck? And you see guys do it when they get hot.
I know.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Nothing happened. It was the end of the fucking series.
Well, what did she say?
There, that's the best part that fucking happened right there. An old bra, yeah. Boobies bouncing.
Nipples poking out.
Poking out. About to cut through that shirt.
But
listen, no, we're not coming out here and doing all that. How many cookies you got, Camden? You forgot how to count? What? Count again, man. I can count from five. Over here, see? That's what I mean. Next time, you're not getting any. You couldn't just follow some rule. Who? Everyone got four. You wanted to grab extra. That's called greed.
Looking at that curtain. Go back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Chop, stop.
I was going to say, is your place haunted? Is that why he keeps on?
Anything, if you have like a garden flag or anything outside, a tarp, and he sees it moving, he's barking at it like a fucking moron. Well, the neighbor across the street, they have a curtain, I want to say, maybe a bed sheet in the window.
Yeah.
And the window is not very well, and the air gets through it. It's not open. No, it ain't. It's just a storm window.
It looks like it's nothing there.
No, there you can see.
Here.
You see the fingerprints on the other end in the dirt. Oh. If you look at the farther part of the window,
oh,
you see all the dust and dirt in there. The fingerprints.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought so one time, but there was two windows there. The inside ones broke.
That's
why. And so all it is a storm window.
All there. Winter long ago was just a storm
window. Yeah. Dude, and the attic window's open like this much all winter.
Yeah, and there's
all their windows.
House.
Fuck, dude. You'd almost want to tear that house down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost a lot of money to fix it.
In there. And all those birds are going... Some of them are probably
all
dead.
I know is water gets in there. Everything. Snow gets in there. Water gets in there. So I can only imagine, like, if this window here, you can see inside all the, at the around the window.
It's all rotted out.
It's all rotted out. So that water that's getting in there just is going down behind the siding of the house and shit. So you take that siding and shit off, you might have all rotted, moldy wood all down the whole exterior wall. And even 2x4s. At one point, that side of the house might just fucking go because of all the studs and everything rot out. Wood or water will rot wood.
Yep. Austin, it's not a matter of if, only when.
Austin left the hose on for the entire summer, and their water bill was over, like, $1,000.
Well, they should have answered their motherfucking phone, and then the water company should have came here in emergency and fucking did something, because they have a job to do, and nobody in a resident area should have continuously... Nana would have a little leak, and she'll get a phone call saying, we think you might have... Maybe one of your faucets leaking or not turned off all the way, we've noticed, because you have a continuous run of water. Because they have meters and shit that read all
please
that.
Please stop. Oh, yeah.
They never called me.
Huh? They probably called and you just didn't answer.
Yeah.
I the phone out back.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
They might have.
They asked.
Because...
When I went and asked them why my bill went up so much, they said, well, do you got a leaking pipe somewhere? And they're like, well, if you fix it and show us receipts, we might be able to give you a discount.
See, they called my mom and said, check her toilet and shit. The toilet could be not.
Yeah,
they
asked that. You got a running toilet. You got anything in your basement. You got a broken pipe maybe you don't know about.
Because they know how much water you use. And they know that nobody, especially if you had ongoing running water...
We're having
non-stop running fucking water.
We were having water issues in our building, and they let it known that they can tell who was doing it, who was using more water than
Right. So I think Leroy said one time someone took their garden hose, didn't they say, he say that? And put it in his fucking furnace dock or something and turned it on so it was just running into the house. I think. I know someone spray painted it on the side of his house years ago.
Was it retaliatory or just because it was there?
Just some gang supposedly stuff, that's the kid said. It was like a gang name or something, he said. And his kids were young and going to school at the time. I didn't talk to him at that time. Me and him didn't really get along. For a long time, we didn't get along. Because he tried to stop me from going to his yard the one time. And then another time, he was just with a group of people that used to live in Uncle's house. That were just assholes. Told us to shut the fuck up one night. Oh, yell over the fence, shut the fuck up. Over there or something like that. And that don't sit well to a bunch of people that just pulled in the driveway after being out at a steak fry, having drinks and shit like that. And it was me, my dad, it was fucking... Weren't you there, Dennis? Dennis, I think Paul might have been there. Or yeah, Chad. Keith. Keith showed up with his dog, his big Great Dane, right at the same time we got there. They got scared real quick. I'm going to go get my gun. And now you can hear Leroy tell him, I want to do that. I heard he has an arsenal of guns over there.
I was like, yeah, they like him.
I said, go get him. I ain't fucking scared of that. I still stand here and say, fuck you. I don't get too nervous. I don't know. Maybe I do something. I don't know. I know them fucking cock-sucking kids pulled their gun out on me the one time. And told me to get out of their driveway when I was in my car. When they did something to Sid. And he pointed down at the ground. Get out of here. I'm like, fuck you. And he shoots at the ground.
I remember hearing that.
And I open the door and I get out. And said, I ain't scared of that motherfucking gun, man. Fuck you. They should have went to jail for that.
Who did that?
Down there on Southwestern Drive, I think. Sid was hanging out with her old friend Sam Calkins. And Sam's boyfriend lives out there on Southwestern Drive. Or whatever one it is. It's one of them right there. Well, they were partying over there. And some dude took advantage of Sid when she was drinking. Well, that don't sit right with me. You know? And so I went over there and confronted them, and all five of them come out of the house. They all had a shotgun in their hand. And it was just me and Keith. Keith was in the passenger seat. Because I called Keith and told him what happened. He said, come pick me up. So we went over there, and they all had guns. One dude comes to my window, get the fuck out of here. And that's like, fuck you. Shoots at the ground, and I get out of the car. Keith's like, just get in the car. I'm like, man, if I ain't scared of these motherfuckers, fuck them and their guns. I told them all. I said, I'll rape all you motherfuckers. You want to fucking rape my daughter?
You're goddamn right. What's right is right.
How would you like it fucking some dude bend you over and fucking your ass, you little bitch?
So on that note, what we're going to do is we're just going to fucking be better versions of ourselves. We're going to smoke the motherfucking weed every damn day. And... we're just gonna make shit can happen, man.